Let's go.
Wake up, y'all.
Make this up loud.
You're waking up with Frito and Katie.
Here it comes, especially for you. Get on up.
They get me going every morning.
Mornings with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
KILT-FM, HD1, Houston.
Texas proud.
This question gave me chills when I was reading it. Like, I like clenched up almost. And I will pose it to you. Let's say you're going on a road trip, 12 hours. You are going to be on the road for 12 hours, and you are limited to listening to one singer and one singer alone. Who are you listening to? That is the question.
Whoa.
I will give you some of the responses because I
what to, as a thought.
Do you have one in your mind?
Well, I was thinking when you started the question, back in the day, my family, we would always road trip to Florida.
Yeah.
We would go to Disney World, but we always drove.
That's about a
which is a lot longer than 12 hours.
Yes, it is.
When you're talking six people in one vehicle.
Yeah.
So I remember very distinctly sitting in the back of a Suburban with my Walkman, listening to my one burnt CD that I got from my brother that was punk rock back when I thought I was so cool. And I probably listened to that for like 18, 19 hours. But that was multiple artists.
Okay.
It wasn't one artist.
I think we have all, if you're old enough, you have been there to where you didn't necessarily have all the music in the known universe on your device at all times. And so you probably were limited to a certain number of CDs.
Or you just really liked a CD.
Yeah.
And so you would listen to it multiple times.
Yeah,
it wasn't
yeah.
all that weird because it's an hour of music. So
yeah,
whatever. You just restart the playlist,
exactly.
essentially. But if it was just one artist.
Just one.
That complicates matters. The Sound of Silence, sir. Journey, maybe? Is that a weird one?
Journey is well, a lot of
I don't
these,
know. They've got a good catalog.
A lot of these guys are
Eagles.
Yeah, they're throwing classic rock out.
Yeah.
I just don't agree with any of them.
Well, I like classic rock, too, because of the sound, but also the songs are a lot longer.
That's
and
what
so
you need,
And so if you're talking
man.
About having to listen to the same artist over and over and over again, you would want the songs to be closer to 4 minutes than 2 minutes.
You need them to be long.
Freebird!
Like, yeah, exactly. That's 7.5. Yeah, how many Skinnards can I? Yeah, it's like so. Like David Bowie was on here because, quote, you won't run out of songs. Yeah, but they're all David Bowie songs.
Exactly, but I'm going to fall asleep at the wheel.
Exactly. Led Zeppelin.
I guess
you will
that
run
helps.
Out, guys. That'll end the trip right quick. Taylor Swift is on here as a suggestion. And no. And that's not a knock on Taylor Swift. I love Taylor Swift.
Do you have to listen to them in order?
In chronological
or
order.
Can you shuffle them?
See.
One experience would be infinitely harder than the other.
This is how life has changed. You might have been able to do this back in the day. I think this would drive you. This would drive you absolutely insane. Like,
well, in the country world, you'd have some pretty good ones. I mean, you got Garth.
Garth Brooks
Toby.
Has Garth Brooks, Toby. You got to pick
Tim
one.
Tim McGraw?
One.
I'm working through it.
Yeah, I don't think any of. I think if you comboed two, if you let me tag team a couple of them, we're almost there.
But. Charlie Daniels Band.
12 hours. 12 hours of fiddle, y'all. With this holder.
And really great storytelling. Clearly, you don't have the greatest hits.
Charlie Daniels Band, a decade of hits. That is an outstanding place to start.
I think my seventh grade teacher stole that CD from me, actually.
Why wouldn't he have stolen that CD? Friday Vibes. Good morning, y'all. It's Frito and Katie. Frito, Katie, the Bull. Good morning, everyone.
Great morning for some.
Yeah.
Football's back.
Thank God.
Which means fantasy leagues. Grilled meats and trying to figure out what exactly counts as roughing. But it's not all good news for Texans fans. We'll get into the latest next. What's trending with Frito and Katie?
Time for What's Trending with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
And just like that, America's favorite excuse to yell at the TV or Sean Pendergast is back. You know, that's the thing. Sean Pendergast. And our friends at Sports Radio 610, they get nominated for a Marconi.
And then
they just fall off the planet, don't they? Haven't seen Sean in weeks.
He's in West Virginia. He's been doing his radio show from under a tent at training camp. And now he is doing it from under a tent at training camp in West Virginia.
God love him.
Yeah.
So I will do the Texans updates for us.
Yes,
shall
please.
Like I said, not all great news. In fact, some pretty bad news. I kept seeing the story yesterday that Jimmy Ward was arrested Thursday on a warrant out at Montgomery County.
Yeah.
It was not clear if the arrest was tied to the previous arrest over the summer, because
right.
that would be twice in a span of a few months.
But look, sometimes that happens. Maybe not. I'm not sure.
Yeah, so I wanted more information. So I saw this morning that, according to his lawyer, Ward was arrested because he tested positive for alcohol in violation of his previous release, and that as a result, he had to spend the night in jail.
Dude, come on.
The lawyer said Ward was not facing any new allegations and that he was not aware he could not drink alcohol.
He wasn't aware that he could. Well, okay. All right.
So that
be it. Yeah.
Makes sense.
Right on.
Texans declined to comment. Mm-hmm. Now, in other bad news, the injury bug hit on the last day of practice.
I know, man.
Out there in West Virginia.
I saw this yesterday.
Safety C.J. Gardner-Johnson suffered a right leg injury.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess last night it came out that his ACL is intact,
okay,
which is great.
That is good
which
news.
Which is great. But they're still conducting testing to determine, like, what exactly it is, how bad it is, you know, the extent of the injury.
Yeah.
And, I mean, he went down hard. It was during a scrimmage. Gardner-Johnson tackled wideout John Metchie III.
Yeah.
And after making contact, he just drops, and he can't move his lower right leg. He's just writhing in pain.
That's the
as everybody on the field falls silent.
That's the thing, is that, like, any given practice,
he was carted off.
I know, because, like, you hit something weird, and then all of a sudden, here we are, trying to figure out what happened to his leg and how long he's going to be out. But, yeah, best wishes, and hopefully a speedy recovery.
Yeah, because that could be a rough blow.
Yeah.
In other football news, let's talk about a little visit Jelly Roll paid to the Tennessee Titans.
Why was Jelly Roll? Well, I mean, Nashville, I get that, but this is what we have.
Today I want to talk to y'all about road life. Buses, planes, trains, automobiles, walking, you name it, we've done it. We've slept in vans. And I learned early that's where the magic was. See, what was happening on that road between me and the boys started translating to the stage. Finding a partner, finding a friend, building relationships. That stuff will transfer to the field. That's something else I learned. I started becoming a better songwriter when I started becoming a better husband. I started becoming a better performer when I started becoming a better human. Think about them relationships outside of here, man.
This is good advice. I'm not sure
why. These are the pros, right?
These are the Tennessee Titans.
Is there a high school?
Professional elite athletes.
No.
The Tennessee Titans, the best football players in the world, who were previously the best football players in the world at college.
Yeah, who have been on the road for a while.
None of them have slept in vans. I'll tell you that. Not recently. They have luxe accommodations. But yeah, they know. They get bonding as a team.
It's probably been a minute since Jelly Roll slept on a van, too. Let's be real.
Yeah. Hey, whatever. Good advice. I just think they might be on that game already. They might have figured that out.
They seem to really enjoy it.
Oh, I'm sure they love hanging out.
They love that he was there.
Why would you not
love
hanging out?
Gave him a huge round of applause.
Yeah. I mean, that's a good
cameo. And I mean, he is great at, like, the pregame hype up.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I don't know
he could take you to church.
Yeah, when he gets the right message.
That's what I mean.
He'd run through a brick wall.
He could take you
Kool-Aid
to church.
Kool-Aid man.
I would maybe put him in that environment. Locker room, 10 minutes before walkout, then let Jelly do his thing.
Well, the Titans probably need that.
Yeah.
No, finished with 3 wins and 14 losses last year. Tied for the worst record in the league.
Yes, they are not good.
Mm-mm,
so
mm-mm,
we'll see.
Mm-mm. And something you're probably really stoked about, EA Sports releasing new Madden. Next week.
Yes, 'tis the season, y'all.
And in preparation for the launch, they released the official soundtrack.
What do we got?
It's got a good deal of country on it, I'll tell you that. So here's what I can see. Mm. New to Country by Bailey Zimmerman's on here.
Yep.
Back in the Saddle.
Love that.
That Luke Combs.
Great.
What did our friend call it? Barn Banger?
Something of that nature,
song. Blink Twice by Shaboozy featuring Miles Smith.
Okay.
Rockstar by Hardy. Bloodline by Alex Warren, but featuring Jelly Roll, so we can claim at least half.
Love that.
And Outside Dog and Tall Tales by Gavin Adcock.
Gavin Adcock made the list, y'all. Wow. All right. There you have it. Something else to completely suck you into a black hole for 6 months if the games aren't doing it for you.
And when you're getting beat by some 8-year-old prodigy.
Just
at least you got some good music to listen to.
Yeah, just ignore that.
Cry yourself to sleep.
Everyone who is stomping you out online is probably in elementary school at this point.
That's what's trending on 100.3 The Bull.
100.3 The Bull. It's Frito and Katie's Money Minutes.
I was about to burst into song.
Yeah.
And then I realized that would be related to the question.
Oh.
Also the answer, but a little more than we typically give away.
Right.
And actually, I realized I still did it, so. But at least I saved you from having to listen to us murder a patriotic song. America the Beautiful is your answer today.
Oh, underrated banger.
The Beautiful.
Underrated patriotic banger.
So that's a freebie in today's Money Minute, which is the game we play every day before 8:30. You can win cash.
Yes, you can.
So long as you can answer 10 trivia questions in 60 seconds. If you want to sign up for the challenge, go online and do that. TheBullHouston.com/contest, and we could be calling you today.
Yes, we could. And speaking of winning things, this is your last four-pack of the week. At the Toyota Center, the Descendants on one side, the Zombies on another side. Worlds collide.
I think they're on the same. I think they're in the middle.
Yeah, I think it's just one big
collision.
Disney. Yeah, exactly. It's going to be a good time. If you want to win your way in, stick around. We'll do that in about 10 minutes. Phone number 713-881-5500. Trying to hook you guys up with some late summer trip. When is this show?
September 14th.
Okay, start on late summer. Late summer, whatever. Once they get back to school.
Late summer.
Yeah, they'll need something entertaining.
It's summer
do.
Till Christmas, really. We're talking weather.
Let's be. It feels exactly the same to you. Guys, it is time for your chance to win a four-pack of tickets to Descendants and Zombies when worlds collide. You can see stuff like this, or if that's not your jam, which it probably is, you know, this. Zombies and Descendants, one show, and you.
Plus three friends, because it's a four-pack of tickets.
See, y'all's worlds are colliding, too. 713-881-5500 is our phone number. And what will they have to do to win?
Somewhere between pixie dust and talking animals, things get weird.
Really weird.
And that is why we'll play Darker Disney. So this is the game where innocent movies meet overzealous parents like to type up comments.
Just like to know what's in those
films,
y'all.
On websites like IMDb.
Just like to know it before I show up.
Exactly.
Yeah, just like to know what I'm going to be looking at.
Exactly. So you'll guess the Disney film based on its weirdly suggestive warning. And if you can get 2 out of 3, you will score your tickets to Zombies and Descendants Worlds Collide.
So let's do this thing. Call us. Get you on the phone next. Frito and Katie, 100.3 The Bull. And we are playing Darker Disney for some tickets to Worlds Collide, y'all. The Descendants and the Zombies. Frito and Katie, good morning. Who's this?
This is Reggie.
Reggie, are you ready?
How's it going?
You ready to play Darker Disney?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Reggie, we're going to give you some warnings that actual parents wrote about actual innocent Disney films.
Yeah.
Your job is to just identify the film, and if you can do it twice, you will win this four-pack of tickets. So let's get started. A monkey imitates a sexy woman by swinging his hips and batting his eyelashes suggestively.
Oh.
Though this is played for laughs.
The Jungle Book.
Great guess. We were just discussing
that. That is a great guess.
You think
yeah.
it's Baloo that dons the
coconut
bra.
Yeah, because he dances in
suggestively.
It's a whole thing. But he's
that
a bear.
That one is Aladdin.
Yeah, so.
It's a boo.
Oh, for one. Yeah. That's okay. That's
How
okay.
about this? In a brief scene, we see a beast in a bathtub and then drying up with no clothes on. He's fur covered. Humorous, but not sexual.
Well, of course it's not. It's. Oh.
Beast would be the big clue there, Reggie.
Yeah, and
Beauty and the Beast.
Got it.
Yeah, and fur counts as pants. That's one thing we've learned from Disney lore.
When they're shaved clean, that's when they're naked.
Exactly. As long as they got fur,
they're good.
They could.
They're good.
Yeah.
For the win, Reggie, This one's tricky. It's one of the newer, now not new, but newer of the Disney films. In a scene in a swamp, the frog lays down on his back and a mushroom pops up between his legs.
Is that the princess and the frog?
That's right, Reggie. Also, I can see how that might be odd.
That's a little upsetting. I probably would have passed on that as far as...
A little PG.
Okay, we're flirting with that edge there, guys.
A little PG. But, you know, that's the magic of animation. Oh, I should have
done the firefly. Doesn't he talk about his grand, like, flashing the neighbors?
Yes, he does. Yeah, there's a lot of...
flashing, because he's a firefly.
The writers had a lot of fun with Princess and Frog. I can tell. Reggie... you're going to have a lot of fun. Well, at least the people you're taking or you're giving the tickets to are going to have a lot of fun. Unless, are you a huge Descendants of Zombies fan for some reason? I mean, I don't want to... I don't want to pull that off of you.
No, but I got a kid that'd probably go.
There you go.
Okay.
I was like, he made it weird, Reggie. If you're a fan, you say it loud and proud.
Yeah, Reggie, no shame. No shame in your game. Hang on the line, my dude. Let's get you hooked up.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull.
Houston, I have a problem.
Morning, Jose. Talk to us, bud. What are we cleaning up today?
General child care, I guess. I hate that it happened this way, but that's the deal. I guess it's my lot in life.
Wow. Well, your email was just as vague as that, so we're going to need some more information.
Got to fill in those gaps.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I promise it's nothing complicated. It's just, having custody of a four-year-old usually means it's difficult to find time to socialize with anybody. Mm-hmm. And it's like its own adventure, you know? I'll say that. Just thank God I have a reliable sitter.
Really? You want to share the hookup with the room? Or
no, keep it to yourself.
No, she'll get a kick out of this. Oh. It's my sister.
Oh.
Yeah. She's not the hire or anything like that. It's really just, she gets to scratch the itch, you know what I mean? She likes kids, but she doesn't want her own.
Right.
Got it.
And she gets to do the whole, auntie niece thing, you know, so it's nice. And thank God, Andrew loves her. So it works out pretty well.
I love that. Yeah. All right, so what's the problem here?
Yeah, so me and Sandy, it's all pretty new. We're still sort of figuring it all out, you know? We've been out a bunch, and it's been cool. It's been great. But I'm really much in that whole, I guess, trying to impress her phase, you know? Mm-hmm. And, one night we were supposed to go out and grab food at this place, and all her friends have been talking about. But when I woke up, I discovered Kenji was pretty sick, and she's been sort of saying her ear had been hurt in the past few days, so I assumed like an ear infection. Mm. And I ended up taking her to the doctor. They checked her out, ran some tests, everything. It's just taking forever, you know?
Okay.
Like a normal doctor's office, okay?
Right.
Yes?
Yeah, exactly. And I end up canceling, you know, the date, you know? I mean, obviously, you know, my mind's on a million other things. But, we're still in the doctor's office for one, and there for another couple hours. Ooh. And it's basically like the entire afternoon, you know?
Wow.
It was wild.
Okay.
It was wild, yeah. And then they come around and tell me, her ears are impacted, and we have to flush them.
Sorry, you need to flush her what?
Her ears.
Yeah, you ever heard of it?
No,
it's I think it's fairly common. But they knock the thing out, and then out pops this this earwax, you know? But it looked like a rock, and it was huge.
What?
Yeah.
Gross.
But anyway, yeah. I mean, Kendra feels better, you know. No ear. Infection. We go home, and all the while I've been texting Sandy. I even sent her a pic of the aftermath, you know, because it was nuts.
Oh, you weren't afraid that would I don't know, gross her out?
Yeah, because that sounds gnarly.
No, I'll be honest with you. I was just happy I had physical evidence to prove it wasn't an excuse. You know,
gotcha.
This really happened.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look, it's legit. We really were at the doctor and. And oh, Kendra had, you know, tiny moons in her ear.
Tiny moons?
Yeah. I hate the idea that I'd canceled day of, you know?
Right. Okay, we see where you're coming from. We're going to get Sandy lined up. That's coming up next on Frito.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull.
out, Houston. I have a problem.
Okay, so this... Oh, knock on wood.
Yeah.
I was going to say, this seems easy. It's just Jose had a date planned with Sandy. They had gone out before. They really liked one another. Jose's kid was sick.
Had some...
Like, the morning of their date.
Yeah.
She'd been complaining about her ear, so he was thinking ear infection, you know, wanted to get her in, make sure everything was okay, get her on the antibiotics and all of that. They go and out.
It rocks of some,
because they had to flush their ears because they were so impacted, which I definitely know is a thing.
Really?
He sends these pictures to Sandy. I think he just grossed her out.
I
think this is totally salvageable.
Very, very possible.
And we've got her on the phone, so let's find out. Hello, is this Sandy?
Yes.
We're Frito and Katie from The Bowl.
Sorry, I think you have the wrong number.
Is your name not Sandy?
Yeah.
No, it is, but...
Okay, so just hear us out here, okay?
Yeah, we're just trying to clean things up between you and a guy who reached out to us for a little bit of help. Do you know Jose?
Oh, it's Jose. Oh, my heart is racing. You should have started with that.
Hey, Sandy.
Yeah, I was worried, I guess, that he either grossed you out with the earwax rock pictures, or maybe you thought things were an excuse.
Yeah, I mean, I hope you learned your lesson.
Well, what lesson is that? Like, get better insurance, maybe?
Well, no, but I mean, well, yeah, actually, that is a good lesson. But
it really is.
In this case, I specifically told Jose about cleaning your ears.
You mean you warned him about it, surely.
Okay, well, I warned him about what happens if you don't. And yeah, I don't know. It's just super weird to me that he's like never, ever cleaned his ears. And he has stayed over at my house, and I have Q-tips, and they're just right there, you know. And I mean, yeah, you go ahead, help yourself.
Go nuts.
I mean, okay, hold on. I don't think that's like it applies in this situation. That just, it happens to kids sometimes, you know, like, I don't know. I don't know if I could have prevented it exactly, but, number two, like I said, I'm not trying to shove some stick in my ear and, cause permanent, you know, damage to my hearing, you know, it's like, you're not supposed to be doing that. I mean, speaking of kids, isn't that something that we learned in like kindergarten, to not like keep foreign objects out of your holes?
Well, yes, and thank you for that phrasing. You've never cleaned your ears.
I mean, like, not intentionally. I thought it was weird that Sandy was so like obsessed with it. Huh. But you know, everybody's got their thing, you know. I was just gonna roll with it.
Huh. I think people who are clean, they just clean their ears. Ooh. And I mean, your ears have stuff in them, gross stuff, and I don't know, if you don't believe me, stick a finger in there right now.
Nope.
I mean,
nope.
There's crud in there, and it's got to be affecting your hearing. And I just think you should be cleaning them every day, just part of your cleansing routine. You know, you take your shower, you brush your teeth, you floss, you clean your ears. I mean, I don't know, how is this like news to you?
Well, define news. Thank y'all for being on with us today. 713-881-5500 is our phone number today.
I don't...
I
thought ears were self-cleaning.
I
didn't think... I also didn't think you're supposed to clean your ears. I thought, like, the Q-tips could push it further in.
I've been told that. That's the thing.
And then that ear-candling nonsense?
It's just
dumb.
When it's
like
time,
a flame a little too close
you
to
can probably, it probably does get close to the edge and you kind of brush it out.
Not even that.
Oh, well, my wife is all super hardcore about like her
cleaning her ears.
She does
the
Q-tip thing like five times
all
a day.
The time.
Yeah. And I think like she might enjoy it, but like to me, it's just, it's something that's too close to the,
it's just
not
unnecessary.
Fun. It's not fun.
Or so I thought. Are we weird or are they weird?
I don't know.
I've never given it that much thought.
Seriously.
Clean your ears?
Do you clean your ears regularly?
And does it make you unclean?
Do not. Yes. Is it like gross if you don't? Is it gross if you don't? Call us. Frito and Katie, 100.3 The Bull, 713-881-5500 is our phone number today.
Please let the answer to this be yes.
I just don't know if we're the weird ones in this situation.
Yeah.
Like, ears clean themselves, right? Or do you meticulously clean your ears like Sandy does?
Go ahead. What do you think?
Y'all are both weird. You're supposed to clean yours every day.
Every day? How can you have stuff in there if you're cleaning them every day?
You weren't told that you're not supposed to stick items into your ears? Like Q-tips?
I was told a lot of things, but I still do it because it feels so good. It's like a big O.
So it feels good.
Some people really so love it. Maybe not as much as this gentleman, but they really
I don't want all the details because you don't want to say you really get in there because you're not. That's what you're not supposed
You don't just like shove it in. You got to like kind of twist it and turn it and like don't shove it all the way down where it's going to hurt.
A little finesse.
Yeah. And you got to use two. You got to do that. And then the inside of it, you know, the outside of the ear.
You got to use two. And do you ever find anything? You're doing it every day or every other
day. That's what I mean. It can't be that dirty in a day.
So, I do landscaping, so I get a lot of dirt in there anyway.
Oh, okay.
It is good for me to clean them. Mm. But I do it after a shower. That way it's like wet and I can get the water out. I don't know. I just.
Oh, yeah. It kind of soaks up those little droplets that are in there. Okay.
Exactly. Yeah. That's why I got to use two, though, too. You can't get it wet.
Wow.
That's part of you.
Okay. Thank you so much. Howdy. Good morning. All right. What do you think?
I usually clean my ears when I'm taking a shower to let the water hit them.
Okay, so have you always done this?
Yeah.
Or is this something you started doing recently?
Right.
No, I've been doing it for the last 15 years.
Dang.
Right, my doctor told me not to stick anything in my ear.
Oh.
I used to do it a lot.
Gotcha.
And I got an infection. So I said, I always feel like my ears are dirty. And he goes, then when you're in the shower with warm water, rinse your ears out. And don't stick anything.
Oh,
in
so
it.
Just go with
so
a
do
little
you
bit
just
of a
like
rinse and then
tilt your head
yeah.
to the side.
Like,
just
like a little teapot.
Stick your head up.
Yeah.
Just tilt your head just a little bit, just to get enough of the warm water in, and kind of massage your ear and let it rinse out.
And then let it get out of there.
So
and
is
then
this,
you're good.
Okay. Yeah. Is this kind of like maybe you wash your feet, maybe you don't because you feel like the job's getting done anyway?
I think.
Because if you don't intentionally put water in your ear during a shower, isn't it still getting in your ear?
There's water.
Are we all cleaning our ears if we take showers?
Like, water goes on my face, and then thusly, usually, yeah, I would think it.
If you can feel water in your ear, you don't have to tilt your head. Just kind of massage it. And
What if you go swimming?
It's like, maybe I should wash my feet, maybe I shouldn't. Yeah, you're right.
Exactly. You're standing in soap.
Whenever I get in a pool, period. Those ears have been cleaned.
It's cleaning your ears and your body, right? People count that as a bath.
Some do. Some do.
Chlorine kills everything.
I mean, when I was a child, yes, that definitely was like do I need a... No. We were in the pool earlier today. Feeling right. Feeling good. Okay. Hey, thank you so much. We appreciate the call. I refuse to. We're not that weird.
That last one seemed like a technicality.
Borderline.
Yeah. And it was after an infection, so she might have a waxy ear.
Yeah. Right. Are ears essentially self cleaning? Like, is it gross to not?
If I were to try and clean my ear right now,
yeah, what would come out?
I'm worried.
I don't.
Would my hearing improve?
I don't.
Because that's the other thing. We constantly talk to each other about how we think we're losing our hearing.
My hearing.
I thought it was because we listen to music at such extreme
volumes. I think it's because of this dumb job from the headphones. But
it's like
could it
always
be
really loud?
Could it be the wax that has been building up in there for 40-something years? Call us. Talk to more of y'all next. Freedom and Katie, the bull.
Dirty ears.
Good morning. Okay, so the question has been raised on whether or not ears are self-cleaning because Jose is kind of on our level, quite frankly. What do you think?
I say no. You shouldn't clean your ears all the time. Actually, I Googled it to make sure I was saying the right thing because I have had rocks in my ears.
You've had rocks?
Or like the wax is so hard, it's like a rock.
Yes.
It got hard.
Okay.
You're not supposed to push it in with a Q-tip.
Yes.
And I was cleaning it too much, and I pushed it in, and it formed, and I was hearing the buzzing, and it hurt a lot.
That's what we're talking about. Yeah, that's what we're talking about right there.
Wow.
Exactly. And a Q-tip was what done it.
Exactly. And they literally had to go in. You're supposed to clean the little bend, the little fold part along the edge.
Yeah.
Right. That you can clean because, you know, dirt gets in there when you're working outside in the yard or whatever.
Sure, sure.
But the inside little hole, and it clearly says, if you Google it, do not use the Q-tip inside the ear.
We say bad things without Googling.
That's true. We just say that.
We like to live dangerously and then ask but people
was,
to tell us we're wrong.
But I was legitimately told, yeah. I don't know where
I feel like a doctor
came.
Told me.
It was like, hey, don't do that. But then, yeah, like other people clearly do. I've just never thought it made you. And again, it's not going to stop them from going out. That's great. But it you could tell she's got
even,
the itch.
Well, even the people with very waxy ears, I think you're just supposed to do the drops.
Yeah.
And kind of like loosen it up. And then even then, I don't think you're supposed to use Q-tips. I think you might need to do the...
some other tool. Like, there's no
the
way.
The water. Yeah, you know, just, where you kind of flush it.
Rinse it out.
Yeah.
It's
just like a I think they have like a saline kind of thing you could put in there. With a little funnel or something like that, but
yeah,
the rocks you heard, they literally had to chisel it and it
chisel
was like,
it.
To give me a, yeah, because it was in the ear. Because every time I cleaned it, I kept on pushing it in, and then it formed a rock in there. And they gave me they showed me that I didn't take them, but they wanted if I wanted the little particles in it. It was a lot
in there.
I wish you had so we could have a PSA.
Exactly.
This is what happens when you use Q-tips.
This is what happens. This is what Q-tips do
Don't
to you.
Use Q-tips.
Don't be crazy. Don't be insane.
Save them for the kids.
Exactly. Yeah,
hey,
exactly.
Thank you so much for the call. We appreciate it.
Yeah, I think he was totally right on that one.
I think so, too.
Right, thank you.
Team Jose, baby. Have a great day. Howdy, Frito and Katie. What do you think?
An ear doctor needs to call in because you're not supposed to put anything in your ears.
Right?
I'm really hoping at some point we can get like a professional opinion on this. Because again, I was always under
where
the...
Where are the ENTs?
Yeah, where's... I mean, because again...
Working, like, probably.
Doing a job.
Cleaning up people's ears!
Because they've been packing them down, you know, this entire time.
They will tell you not to clean your ears with a Q-tip. I remember when I was little, my mama used to clean my ears with a bobby pin.
Oh! Wow.
And because I seen her doing it, one day I tried to do it, and I had to go to the hospital as a little child because the bobby pin got stuck.
Oh, man.
I just remember saying, like, do not stick
news.
Things in your
bad
ears
news.
Because it's just going to end badly.
And that's one of your biggest fears, right, with kids. It's the nose and it's the ear.
Yeah, two things where something gets stuck.
And
yeah.
if you're gonna clean your ears every day, you need to buy the Q-tips that are for infants, because you know if you those are small on the tips and then they get big to where it stops you from going all the way into your ear.
That woman
is something wrong with her.
Look, she's not the only one who we've heard from that is saying straight up that that this is one of the great pleasures in life. So I don't know what to tell you outside of that. But thank you so much for helping us not feel so entirely crazy this morning.
Y'all have a blessed day.
You too.
Same. Frito and Katie, 100.3 The Bull. Happy Friday. Thanks for being here.
Okay, so apparently ChatGPT got a big upgrade yesterday.
Oh, did it happen?
Ooh, GPT-5 launched online. Does it know what the date is? Wasn't that a big thing? Like, if you had the free version, it was like stuck in 2023.
I do think the free version is going to be a lot dumber than what you're looking for. But hey, I couldn't tell you.
Okay, I'll tell you what this means and whether or not it works better. Coming up next, what's trending with Frito and Katie?
Time for what's trending with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
So ChatGPT got an upgrade to ChatGPT-5 yesterday.
Which is all just noise to me. I have no idea what makes one better. I know free version is way crappier than paid version.
Well, they say you can access GPT-5 even with the free version. It's just you're still limited to how much of that you get. OpenAI claims it's better at everything, from writing to giving health advice. It also doesn't hallucinate or make stuff up as much.
That's from
its creators.
Hallucinate?
Or make stuff up.
Just
and it has personalities now.
Oh, I don't want that.
We'll get back to that. Mm. But let's talk about some breaking news yesterday. Kelly Clarkson ex-husband Brandon Blackstock died, 48 years old.
I saw that. Was this unexpected?
Well, he'd been suffering privately with skin cancer for years.
Okay, wow.
Turns out that work Kelly missed, that some 10 shows she was absent for, it's probably it. She'd been pulling double duty with the kids.
They've got two. There it is.
River and Remington. And she was also taking care of Brandon where she could.
Wow.
Because despite their history and a very messy divorce and all of that, he was the man she loved and the man her kids loved.
Wow.
I saw the news earlier that she'd canceled. No, it wasn't canceled. She'd postponed her Vegas shows. Mm-hmm. Said she needed to be with her kids. Her ex-husband was very ill and she needed to be there for them. That was Wednesday.
Man.
I want to say he's got two kids from his first marriage as well.
You know, like, honestly, like, after because you're right, this was a bad divorce.
It was very bad. And she never once said anything bad about him to the kids.
She never did. Like, you want to talk about excellence in COVID. Good Lord. Like, they found a way to coexist. That's insane.
She's from a divorced family. So she knew kind of what that meant growing up. In other news, the Dolly Parton musical opens tonight.
Does it? It's finally time. Okay.
And I guess I didn't realize, I know Dolly Parton's very hands-on, but she really oversaw every single detail for this production. The woman, Carrie St. Lewis, who plays a version of Dolly in the musical, says she spent nearly every day with her during rehearsals.
Oh, wow.
Then one day, Dolly didn't show. That's when the cast got a letter from her apologizing for missing the rehearsal, because that's when Carl Dean passed away. Dolly was back with them only a few days later.
She seems like the type that likes to be in the office.
Then it was very important to her. For different reasons.
Right.
She wanted to open up to the cast a little more about Carl.
Oh, wow.
So they could really capture him correctly.
How cool.
And most of the details for the show are being kept under wraps until tonight, until the show opens. But Carrie says it's the most authentic portrayal possible, again, because Dolly was there.
Amazing.
So, I mean, no one's going here, obviously, but we're going to start to see reviews, and I can't wait.
I can't wait. I would really like to see some reviews of the show, for sure.
Here's something you could use ChatGPT for. Luke Combs is thinking about letting his fans choose what tracks will be on his new album.
Oh, we're doing this, are we?
If he doesn't like what we pick, just what song? But he did say online, seriously considering crowdsourcing the next album. Like, just put up a bunch of demos and work tapes, see what y'all like best.
Okay.
I mean, it's a good strategy if the fans pick all the tracks, you know? That's who you blame, I guess, if no one likes the album.
I mean, if you're going to...
And if you love it, you'll buy it.
Was anyone really going to say, like, honestly, is anyone really going to say, hey, this is all garbage, you know, or any of it's garbage? Like, Luke Combs stuff is pretty great.
I know,
all around.
I know.
Well, just release them all, man. Well, just do them all.
I did like that J.J. Watt in the comments said, I first read this as seriously considering crowd surfing. Hey, ask the audience if you should do that too. And ChatGPT and its upgrade. The hallucinations. Yeah, apparently that was a thing. Like, it would just freak out.
Yeah.
Instead of admitting it didn't know something.
Right.
Or it would blatantly make things up, as you know, if you've ever used ChatGPT.
That sounds like anxiety. Like, it gets anxiety or something like that. It doesn't want to fail. And so then it freaks out because it doesn't know the answer.
Another problem with ChatGPT that I don't know gets discussed all that often is it really gives you what you want to hear based on what you've input previously.
It can figure out where you're trying to lead it. It absolutely can. Like, because that's what you'd want it to do as a user.
Like, love bombs you.
You're
asking for help, but it's telling you everything. Hey, what? I need an opinion on this. It's going to regurgitate your own opinion back at you.
Exactly.
Tell you how right you are.
Yeah, it's a yes man.
It can't really do anything neutral.
No, it's what makes, it's what would make you happy, because that's what it wants to do. It wants to make you happy.
Science and things.
Yeah.
Right? But OpenAI's Sam Altman said, the new version is like having a legitimate PhD expert in anything.
Right, that's exactly what it... Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what it is. It's a PhD expert in everything.
It's faster, smarter, and better at everything,
better
from writing and math to coding and giving health advice.
And one day it's going to know it, and we're all going to be in trouble, okay? And no, it's not. Like, this is ridiculous, okay? Oh, five, we fixed all the problems.
I think the only legitimate thing here is you can customize the look of it.
I mean, that's
kind of
cool.
So you can make it prettier.
Yeah.
Five different color schemes.
Oh, wow.
You can link it to your Google Calendar or Gmail account. And you can choose from four personalities: robot, cynic, listener, or nerd. But it is the first overhaul since GPT-4 came out in March 2023.
This is, okay. Enjoy. Y'all have fun.
And Atlantic, in case you're like, man, I hope this goes away soon. The Atlantic talked about how much AI has already changed the world in just a few years.
Yeah.
Almost every Fortune 500 company uses it now.
Yeah.
And opening, I revealed 700 million people use ChatGPT every week.
Yeah.
Probably every day.
Probably right now as you sit here. Like, I
got that whole story from ChatGPT.
Just hallucinated this whole thing, guys.
Tells me it's faster, smarter. That's what's trending on 100.3 The Bull.
100.3 The Bull. It's Frito and Katie's Money Minutes.
Elliot. Yes. It's an E.T. reference. I thought you would have gotten this. You're saying the dinosaur looked like E.T. back last week, Katie. No?
You
did follow it.
I'm just preparing.
Sorry. Yes, that's right. Because
consummate professional over here.
Because it's important because you're about to give Elliot a quiz.
I'm on the line just like Elliot.
Yes. 10 questions, Elliot. You got 60 seconds to get them all right. And you can pass on any of the questions. We'll come around to your passes at the end if we have time. You just can't change any answers once you give them. Does that all make sense?
Yep. Sounds good.
All right, Katie. Whenever you're ready.
Unlike other renditions of this game, I am on your team. I do not want to be the reason that you do not win.
Yeah, you know, no one wants that.
No, I'm not going to tank you on purpose. So here we go.
With that said.
What song contains the lyrics for Amber Waves of Grain?
Oh, my Lord.
It's patriotic?
By three of...
Where are you...
Skip.
Where are your taste buds? Where are
on your tongue?
We didn't land on Plymouth Rock. The rock was landed on us. It's a quote attributed to whom?
Oh, wow.
Skip.
Imaginary lines that run parallel to the equator are called what? Parallel.
The meridian.
Diamonds are made of what element?
Mineral. That doesn't seem right.
Which direction do most ceiling fans spin in the summer to cool the room?
Counterclockwise.
Created during the Great Depression, which of these snacks was named after a fancy hotel? Ritz, crackers, or munch?
Oh.
Well. I kind of gave you the answer there.
Yeah.
Oh,
I did bad.
Look, I want to be real. There's no such thing as doing bad on this game.
That's true.
There is no such thing. It's just not your quiz today.
Well, okay. Well, I did bad on this quiz today.
Okay. Let's review.
Let's go over it. What song contains the lyrics for Amber Waves of Grain? I think it came to you after the fact.
Yeah.
America the Beautiful. Yeah. We didn't land on Plymouth Rock. The rock was landed on us.
Malcolm X?
Yes.
Was it Malcolm X?
Malcolm X.
Yes!
Imaginary lines that run parallel to the equator. That's what? Latitude.
Latitude. Okay.
Diamonds are made of?
Carbon.
Yeah. Correct. Counterclockwise was correct.
Yes, it was.
Well done,
yes,
E.T.
it was.
Created during the Great Depression. Which of these snacks was named after a fancy hotel? It was Ritz or Munchums?
It's obviously the Ritz.
It was Ritz.
The Ritz. Yes.
There he goes.
Elliot.
Yes.
Let's get a rematch going, my man. Sign up online. BullHouston.com/contest. Rio Katie, 100.3 The Bull, Texas Proud. It is Friday, y'all. Thank goodness for that. We do still have a 4-pack of tickets to the Fort Bend County Fair and Rodeo. Thank goodness for that, too. They're pick your night tickets, which means you can get whichever night you want to attend.
Mm-hmm,
you're good.
Mm-hmm.
You're set.
Whatever strikes your fancy.
Thank goodness for that, too. And if we're going to send you to the rodeo, you know, I think it's reasonable to assume that, you know, a little bit about country music. Just a hair. And so that's why we are bringing back Is It Country today.
Going to give you some song titles. Your job is to simply tell us, yes, that's a real song, or no, that's something that you guys just made up.
That is exactly
country it. Music is known for so many wonderful things, like the music.
The storytelling.
But also the titles.
Oh, Lord.
The titles are often phenomenal.
The best in music, frankly. No one titles songs better than country. No one.
Uh-uh.
So we will give you two, or we'll give you three. You got to get two out of the three correct as whether it's a real country song or something we made up. So call us, 713-881-5500. The first person to get two out of three right, we've got your rodeo tickets to the Fort Bend County Fair and Rodeo. We'll talk to you guys coming up next. Frito and Katie, 100.3, The Bull, Texas Proud. So how much do you know about this wonderful genre known as country music? because we're playing Is It Country today. Frito and Katie, good morning. Who's this?
My name is Dusty.
Dusty, you sound like a man who knows country music.
Oh, you know it, man.
Hell yeah, I know it. I mean, absolutely. How could you not? I mean, so much there. Now, the one thing that we love about country, in addition to a whole lot of things, is the stinking song titles. Yep. Like, oh my, the best there
very
are.
Very descriptive, very fun.
Yes. Yeah. Now, some of them, some of them are all-time great. Some of the great ones also have yet to be written.
Yes, yes. So actually, I encourage anyone that is musically inclined.
Mm-hmm.
If you hear a title that happens to be fake, maybe go on and make it real.
Yeah, why not?
As I think some of these might be million-dollar songs.
That's called adding to the tradition, Katie. So Katie's going to give you three song titles, Dusty. All you got to do is tell us whether that's a real country song or something we just made up.
Yeah, you don't have to know who sings it, okay? Yeah. Just real or fake. Okay. That's all we're looking for. So first up, if my nose were full of nickels, I'd blow it all on you. If my nose were full of nickels, I'd blow it all on you. Ah, Dusty! That's a real song.
That's
a real song.
That's
a real song by Dennis Warner.
Dang.
Hang on. There's no way.
Yes. And it's actually
this
wonderful.
Is it. Okay. Let's check it out.
It's Friday night. St. Paul town. I put these thoughts for you in a tender love song.
This is good. I like this.
Well, this is how I feel. It's genuine. It's real. A keepsake to remember all year long. If my nose were full of nickels, I'd blow it all on you.
This is a banger. This is a banger of a song. Oh, my word.
Okay, Dusty.
Nice, fine.
Still in the game. We've got two left, and you only need to get
you're
the two,
good,
right?
Brother,
so
yeah.
How about this one? If you love someone, set them on fire.
Oh, I don't even know at this point. I'm going to go with fake.
Good. I was going to say, go with your gut on that one. That is fake.
This game has got Dusty questioning everything this morning. And frankly, me too, after nose full of nickels. That's all right, for the win.
For the win, Dusty. Hell stays open all night long. Hell stays open all night long. Yes, that is real.
Hell yeah.
That, Frito, is a George Jones song.
I thought it was a guy. Is it a George Jones?
Mm-hmm.
And she said, hey.
Why is he the best?
I just asked her, like, I have nowhere to go. Well, hell stays open all night long.
Why is he the literal best?
All right, and Dusty, also the literal best. He has bested the game, which means he's got his four-pack to the Fort Bend County Fair and Rodeo. Whatever night you want to go, my man, you are going. September 26th through October 5th, okay?
All right, cool.
All right, man. Hang on the line. We'll get you these tickets. Frito, Katie, the Bull. Let us check in with our friends at Houston Pets Alive, because the people at Houston Pets Alive are busy right now.
They stay busy.
Y'all always busy. Hillary, how are we doing today?
I'm doing great.
Okay, so let's catch up. I know last time we talked, we were talking about a whole lot of adoption events, a whole lot of trying to get the dogs out of the shelter. How are things going?
Things are going fantastic. I know we put the spotlight on Xena on our last interview. I'm happy to report that she was adopted.
Wonderful couple. News.
Yes. And they came and met her at the All Ages event and just couldn't leave without her.
Absolutely love it.
I hope there are a lot of other stories like that on the day.
Yeah, for real. Did y'all, has it been, please tell me she's not the only one.
No. It was very successful. We're really happy with that event. And we've got another puppy adoption event coming up on the 16th for those that are interested. Yeah, we are going to have an event called Puppy Palooza. We will have 50 plus puppies from shelters all across Houston. They are, you know, all breeds, all sizes, all personalities, pretty much everything you could look for in a puppy. And we are pleased to report we have our adoption fee sponsored via Chris Alba, State Farm agent.
Nice.
So you can hang on your new friend. Yeah, no additional cost.
Obviously, adoptions are a big deal. But
especially when the adoption fee is waived, because when you get that little pupper, it comes with what? Like, it's shots, it's spayed, it's neutered?
Yes, all that.
Now, do we have anyone that we want to feature today? Like, I know we're one for one. I would like to make it two for two.
Sure. I'm going to highlight a little pup named Corey. Corey was a bit nervous when he first came to us, but he's really starting to open up. He's extremely sweet. He's a lab mix, so he's going to be about a medium-sized dog. And he loves people. He's good with other dogs. He's with a friend that is a little more high energy than he is. He's more of a laid-back guy.
Okay.
So he'd much rather crawl into your lap and let her kind of run circles around him.
Okay. And how big of a dog is Corey? Like, what?
You said mid, but mid, what?
Yeah, what does mid mean?
So he's about 20 pounds right now. When he's fully grown, he'll be about lab size.
And how old is he?
It's about 7 months.
Okay. Okay. So he's still a baby. I mean, practically a baby.
Is he going to be out at Puppy Palooza?
I hope so.
Okay. All right. We will share some info about Corey on our socials if you want to be able to put a name with a face.
And if you already have a dog,
yes.
Let's talk about something y'all are kicking off today. And I believe every Friday hereafter. That will really help out Houstonians.
I'm thrilled to share we are launching several community-centered programs. We're going to make preventative care and essential pet resources even more accessible to our Houston families. We're going to offer a weekly vaccine and microchip clinic. So we've got the support of Petco Love. We're going to start offering free vaccines and $5 microchips to the public every Friday, starting this Friday from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. That'll be at our 2800 Antoine Drive location, Suite 2854. We're going to offer DHPP for dogs, FVRCP for cats, and those microchips are going to be $5.
Love
Dang.
That.
Yeah.
So I'm going to guess today you're all booked up.
Yeah. I'm going to guess these are going to go fast. Yeah,
fast.
In general.
So book fast.
Yeah, we do require appointments. You can book on our website. If you go to our HoustonPetsAlive.org and go to Pet Assistant Resources, you'll see the appointment calendar there. I believe we are booked up not only for this Friday, but for perhaps even next Friday as well. This has been very, very well received. So if you want to make your appointment, I suggest you do so right away.
Hustle. Yeah. Hustle on over to the website. Yeah.
HoustonPetsAlive.org. All right. Thank you so, so much, Hillary. We appreciate it.
Yeah. One more thing I want to mention is that in addition to the vaccine clinic, we've got a pet food pantry every Saturday here on site. We've also got a community store where you can buy some low-cost pet supplies. We want to make sure all of these resources are available to our community.
HoustonPetsAlive.org is the website. We'll catch up with you next time.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull. Now, here's the stories we almost missed.
You know, it's a little late in the game to be talking vacations because I don't know if you guys have noticed, but this is pretty much it. Summer's about to be done. But with that said, I don't know. Maybe you're looking to go somewhere at some point in the near future. Why not go somewhere that's going to absolutely give you a panic attack? The straight up most stressful vacation destinations in the world.
Why we all take vacations after
that's
all.
That's right. I take my vacations to just worry about them constantly. Now, with that said, most stressful place in America, where do you think it is?
Disney World.
No, it did not even show up at all.
Oh, that is stressful, though.
I see, to me...
The crowds, the lines.
Disney is...
How young are your kids?
If you're just going
prices.
As... A, yeah, if you're going as an adult, I would disagree with you completely. But when you're going with kids, I think that would be... Because, I mean, I've never had that experience, but I have watched a lot of parents at Disney World. And you can feel it radiating off of them because all the reasons you said and the realization that if it doesn't end up being a magical experience, all that money just...
Someone's going to be upset.
Into the wind.
Might be you.
But no, L.A. was number one in America, followed immediately by New York, which... you know, I guess if you're going to go to...
Why would you go to L.A.? Is that a silly question?
Disneyland? The land, maybe? What else is in L.A.?
Never registers.
What would you do there? Like, honest to God, Knott's Berry Farm? Is that... Like, what do you...
Because, yeah, this is a lot of traffic to do nothing.
It's a lot of... Yeah, I guess the beach, right? If you have friends in L.A., but that's not the same thing. Kind of on that same bandwagon as New York. Now, globally, different story. One city ranked far and away the most stressful destination in the world.
Dubai.
This outranked Shanghai, China. It outranked Hanoi in Vietnam. Paris, France.
the most stressful place to visit on the planet.
For everyone or Americans specifically?
Oh, that's a really good question. I'm going to guess this is heavily tinted towards Americans trying to go somewhere abroad. And I would say it makes sense, but the reason it would make sense is because there's a lot to stress about. Most of it is the fact that you're probably stressing over the fact of whether these people are going to want you there at all, or whether you're going to be going on vacation to just get straight up judged by the people that are actually living there. This just in, you will.
Well. Upgraded Points is a travel site, and I was actually reading that Europeans don't hate us as much as we thought.
What?
I mean, well, they hate Texans.
That's what I mean. See,
we were labeled the most annoying overall, but in general, they don't hate Americans.
Okay, so if you could just come off as a not Texan, you're going to take some of the starch out of them. But yeah,
Texans is just jarring. That's what gets them. We're too friendly. And a lot of these places aren't used to that.
We're loud and we're smiley.
Yes, we smile and we acknowledge you.
Yeah.
And that's not something that they do.
In a lot of other places, yeah, it's like, hey,
it's a little unsettling.
I'm not here.
Exactly.
I don't want to be seen.
And then don't single me out.
Howdy, partner. And this is even if you're not like going extra Texan. Like, yeah, it's...
We think we're more annoying than people from other countries, but 19% of Europeans said Americans are actually better than tourists from other places.
I could not agree more. Have a great weekend. See you back on the radio Monday.